pain in my heart there. I thought I was having another heart attack. So, what? You get scared after you have a heart attack all the time. Anytime you feel a little pain, you go, huh? Anyone here ever had a heart attack? Them motherfuckers hype. I'm not bullshit, man. I was walking in the front yard, walking along, and someone said, "No Marine." I said, "Huh?" So you heard me, motherfucker. I said, "Don't breathe." "Okay, I won't breathe, I won't breathe, I won't breathe." "Then shut the fuck up then." "Okay." I said, "Don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me. Get on one knee and prove it. I'm on one knee, I'm on one knee. Don't kill me, don't." "Think about dying now, ain't you?" "Yeah, I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about that." "You didn't think about it when you was eating all that pork." "You know black people got high blood pressure anyway, don't you?" "Yeah, I know. "What's your diet?" "Don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me." You be thinking about shit like that when you think you're gonna die. "Don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me." You put an emergency call into God too, right? "Can I speak to God right away, please?" But always some angel talking about, "I'll have to put you on hold." And then your heart get mad if it find out you was going behind its back to talk to God.
Your heart say, "Was you trying to talk to God behind my back?"
"No, but you's a lying motherfucker, you was." I woke up in an ambulance, right? And it wasn't nothing but white people staring at me. I said, "Ain't this a bitch? I done died and wound up in the wrong motherfucking house." Now I gotta listen to Lawrence Welk the rest of my day. But them paramedics can save your ass. You know, they really are something, man. They are, man. You have to give them a lot of credit. They're good. They say civilian people, we can save people, you know. Give them mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I don't know. You know what I mean? Because if I'm walking down the street and I see some motherfucker laid all out and slobbering shit hanging out his mouth, he ain't gonna make it. You know what I mean? I'm gonna say, "Say, bro, I don't think you're gonna make it. Unless you can get somebody to wipe that shit off your mouth." Right, because you could be giving somebody mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and they die. And death ease down your lungs. Death don't give a fuck where it go. And it get two for one. That's a good day for death.